Woohoo! It is time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? Because I sure am. Today we are going to be looking at some short vowel words, and they're all mixed up. They don't all belong in the same word family. So it's a little bit of a review. And I want you to have fun with this activity. I want you to be excited about this activity, and I don't want you to stress. So if you feel like I'm going too fast for you, don't worry about it. It's okay to finish coloring or writing a word at the end. But the first part of this activity is to listen. So if I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I want you to listen and do it. Don't panic. You can always finish at the end. Okay? All right, let's begin. First, let's write our name at the top of our page. Write neatly and write on the line. My name is Mrs. Oldham, if you didn't remember. When you're finished writing your name, you can put your pencil down. We're not going to need it for a little while. We're going to do some coloring first. Okay, we're looking at an ocean scene. There's some waves in the ocean, and I see a fishing pole and a submarine and some fish and a plane flying overhead. So I am going to ask you to look for the object that I sound out. I want to know if you can blend the sounds together to find the word. So here we go. In that picture, there is something that is this word. Ready? Sub. Sub. Yes, it's short for submarine. Exactly, which is a boat that goes under the water. For this activity, we're just going to call it the sub. So will you please find some kind of red crayon? And this is the part where you're going to listen, because we're going to color our sub red. Even if you wanted a green one or a purple one, I want you to follow the directions. That's part of this project. Here we go. I want you to color that sub in the water, that boat, red. You may begin. And while we color, I'm going to sound out the word sub for you. Ready? S-U-B. Sub. It has a short U sound in the middle. Short U says S-U-B. It has a chunk at the end. Ub. Because it belongs in the ub word family. So I can sound it out with a chunk like this. S-U-B. Sub. Now there are other words that belong in the sub. Sorry, in the UB word family. And I want you to see if you can figure out what they are. So if I say tub, what word would that be? Yes, tub. Sub, tub, they rhyme and they belong in the same word family. What about this one? Rub. Rub, exactly. It has the short U, and it has the UB chunk, and it belongs in the UB word family with sub and tub. What about this one? C-UB. Cub. Exactly. A cub is like a baby bear. It's not like it. It is. That's what they call baby bears. Alrighty. I have almost finished coloring my sub, which makes me think you're almost finished coloring your sub. So I'm going to ask you to put down your crayon in 5 seconds. And here we go. You've got 5. You've got 4. You've got 3. You've got 2. You have 1. Please put your crayon down. Thank you. All right. Let's look for another object. It won't belong in the UB word family because I mixed these up on purpose. Let's look for the object that sounds like this. You blend the sounds together. I'll tell you each individual sound. Here we go. J-et. Jet. It's the plane. It's the jet. It's flying in the air. Exactly. Find some kind of a blue crayon for me. And let's color our jet blue. You may begin coloring now. Let's sound out jet. J-et. Jet. It has a short E sound in the middle. J-et. It says eh. And it has the et word family chunk. J et, jet. So let's try another word that belongs in the et word family. Try this one. Et, met. Nice job. Met, jet. They rhyme. Try this one. B, et, bet. Very good. I bet you know the next one. S, et, set. Awesome. Yes. Set, jet, met, bet. They all rhyme. When words rhyme, they belong in the same word family. And this one belongs in the et word family. I bet the jet has never met a pet. Huh. When words rhyme, you can make songs. Did you like my little song? I just made that up. I bet a jet has never met a pet. I am finished with my blue jet, so I will give you 5 more seconds to finish yours. Here we go. 5, 4, don't panic. You can finish coloring if you're not done. 3, you can finish coloring at the end. 2, 1. Awesome. All right, I'm going to sound out a new word, and I want you to tell me which object that we're looking for in the picture. Ready? Rod. Rod. Which one in that picture could be a rod? Yes, it's the fishing rod. It's another way to say fishing pole. It can be said both ways. Rod is what we're going to color, the fishing rod. We'll color the whole rod and then the little hook at the bottom. So pick up your brown crayon, some kind of a brown crayon, and let's color the fishing rod. Color neatly because it's little, so try to stay in those lines. It'll be okay if you go out a little, but don't scribble, scrabble. No scribble, scrabbling for listen and learn. All right, let's sound out rod. R-A-D. What kind of short vowel does r-a-d have? Yes, short O. It says r-a-d. That's short O. It belongs in the odd word family. R-a-d. That's the chunk. Odd. R-a-d. Try this one. N-a-d. Nod. You can nod your head up and down. I'm doing mine right now. Nod yes. Now nod no. Mm-mm. Okay, good job. Try this one. P-od. Pod. Sometimes people say, they're like two peas in a pod. It's a saying. Because peas come in pods, little green. You have to break them apart to get the peas out. Okay, I'm finished with my fishing rod because it wasn't very big. You should be close to finished with your fishing rod. So you have 5 more seconds. And then I'm going to ask you to put your crayon down. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, thank you. All right, the next one I want you to look for sounds like this. F-I-N. Fin. What in our picture has a fin? F-I-N. Yes, the fish. Okay, I see 2 fish in our ocean. So what we're going to do is look for the fish that's on the side with the jet. That's the left side of our page. There's a fish under the jet on the left side of our page. I would like you to find a purple crayon, some kind of a purple crayon, and we're going to color the fish on the jet side of the page, the one that's underneath the jet. That's called the left side. Color that fish purple. And a fish has a fin. Let's sound out fin. F-I-N. Fin. Very good. It has a short I sound. F-I-N. Short I says I, fin. And it has the N word chunk. F-N, fin. F-N, fin. Try this one. W-N, win. Very good. Try this one. P-N, pin. the kind that has, it's a push pin. It has a sharp needle at the end. You have to be very careful with pins. Last one, try this one. T-in. Tin. Not the number 10. That actually has the short E that says eh. We're looking for this one. T-in. Tin. A tin can is like a soda can or a soup can. It's made out of tin. It's a type of metal. Okay, boys and girls, put your crayon down, your purple crayon down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, now pick up a green crayon, some kind of a green crayon. Doesn't have to be a perfect green. And let's color the fish that's underneath the fishing rod. It's about to get, maybe it's about to get caught. I'm not sure. Let's color that little fish by the fishing rod green. Go ahead, color it green. So, fin, win, tin, pin, these all belong in the N word family. All of them. They rhyme too, so we can make up a silly song like, the fin got caught on a tin can. Fin got caught on a tin can. The poor fish can't win. See, I'm just making it up. It's fun when words rhyme. I have fun with that. Okay, please put down your green crayon in 5, 4, 3, 2. You're done. You're finished. Here we go. 1. All right, let's pick up our pencils. We're going to do a little bit of writing. Let's look at number 1. I want you to notice what we have. We have 3 little lines in a row. They're really little. Each of those is for a letter. 1 letter on each of those little lines. Then in the middle, if you scoot across, we have a longer line. We'll write a whole word there. And then if you scoot across one more time, on the very end, we have another long line, and we'll write a whole word there. So let's start with number 1. I'm going to give you some sounds to write. You'll write the letters. I'll give you the sounds that are from our picture above. Ready? For number 1, I want you to write this sound. Ready? Here we go. J. J. Scoot to the middle little line. Eh. Eh. E. Very good. T. 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 Nice job. Now let's sound out our word. J. Et. Jet. Okay, scoot to the middle, the long line. Let's write it all together. Here we go. J. Et. Jet. And the last line, if you scoot over, we're on the on the last line, let's write it one more time for extra practice. J, E, T, jet. Awesome job. All right. Here we go. Number 2. Write the letter for the sound that I say. R, R. Scoot across. Ah, ah, O, D, D. Let's sound it out. R-A-D, rod. Scoot to the middle. R-A-D. Good, let's read it. Let's sound it out and read it. R-A-D, rod, R-O-D. Scoot to the end. Extra practice, here we go. R-A-D, rod. Let's try number 3. Here we go. S, U, B, B, sub. Okay, scoot to the middle. Let's write it together. S, B, sub. Last one, scoot across. Sub, last time. S, B, sub, S-U-B. Number 4. This was not a word that we had because I wanted to switch it up a little and practice another word in that family. So what we're missing here, what we're missing is fin, but we're not going to write fin. Let's write a word that belongs in the N word family. Ready? Number 4. W, 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 I, 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 n, n. What do we have? W, I, win. Instead of fin, we wrote win. Scoot to the middle. W-I-N. Win. Last time. W-I-N. W-I-N. Win. Let's read our words. Start on number one and we'll go down. Number one, let's read it. Jet. Number two, rod. Number three, sub. Number four, win. Now let's read them backwards just for fun. We'll go up. Start on number four and go up. Win, sub, rod, jet. Boys and girls, you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for staying with me. I hope you have a fabulous day. Catch you next time. Bye.